near our house. Been there quite some time. The tree is a slippery elm tree, and it's very hard to climb. But when my wife gets after me, in that tree I root. I can go up just like a healthy squirrel. I never need a boot. T'other day, a woodman come round to chop my refuge down and split it up into kindling wood to split it round the town. I said to him, my friend, desist. Wait, stop. Lay down thy forest razor. Chop not a single chop. No, woodman, spare the tree, touch not a single bough. For years it has protected me, and I'll protect it now. Go chop an oak, a birch or pine, but leave this slippery elm of mine. It's the only tree my wife can't climb. Oh, woodman, spare it for me. Says to him, do you see that hole right near this old tree top? Well, I'm got $5 get up there, and it's yours. If you refuse to chop, no beast but me can climb the tree, because, really, friend, it is too slippery. And I can't get up there very well myself, lest my wife is after me. Now, you get my wife, and I'll call her a bad, naughty word. Then all you do is just watch me, and I'll give an imitation of a bird. You may not know that's where I go, that is, if she's round. But all I ask is, remember, if you don't see me on the ground, oh, woodman, spare the tree, touch not single bow, and I'll drop the five down to thee, the one I promised thou. But you must make your act behave. This slippery elf, it must be saved. It's the borderline between me and the grave. Woodman, bad for me.